Larry Midas here, Leadership Larry, with a leadership tip regarding knowing when to stop talking. If you know me, you know I love to talk, so much so that I earn part of my living as a professional speaker. Communication is a critical leadership skill, and there is an expectation among followers that leaders should possess masterful communication skills, both verbal and written. If you're a person who is passionate about an idea, your purpose in life, or your company's mission and vision, you most likely don't have any difficulty speaking about those topics. But as leaders, I feel there are definitely a few times when we need to stop talking. I humbly submit, here's when. Number one, you're giving a speech. The audience is wrapped into your message and they applaud. Some speakers are so nervous that they keep speaking through the applause because they can't wait to get off the platform and run back to their seats. Enjoy the applause. You earned it. And besides, if you keep speaking, the audience will most likely miss your next few points, and that might include some critical thoughts or information. Number two, you're in a meeting or running a meeting. Now, most workplace teams I've ever been involved with don't do meetings right. They run them out of habit versus necessity, run them without agendas, and let some people monopolize the meeting. If you're the leader, encourage and allow others to speak up. Don't be critical, and don't finish their sentences for them. Number three, brainstorming. Now, I know some people cringe at the thought of brainstorming, so let's just call this the creative thought process. The last thing you want to do as a leader of such a process is announce to your team that you've gathered them together to generate some ideas, and then immediately proceed to tell them all about your ideas. Stop talking. This is the time to listen, unless you want to stifle creativity and innovation and end up with yes people who are blindly following your lead. Number four, negotiating. At one point in my life, I was a licensed real estate broker. The greatest negotiation strategy I ever learned when presenting offers to sellers went like this. A, don't state the obvious. Things like, my buyers love your house. B, be overprepared with a significant down payment in the form of one check, not two. C, have the data in hand to prove the buyer's financial ability to perform and the most recent transaction trends in the marketplace. And D, and most important, announce the buyer's offer price and stop talking. The next person who speaks loses, period. I sat at one seller's kitchen table one Saturday night for 90 minutes after I announced the offer price, which was below the seller's listed price, without saying another word. I don't believe there was another thing I could have said that would have been impactful enough to make a difference. An hour and a half later, the seller said to me, "May I borrow your pen so I can sign this contract?" Listen 80% of the time, speak 20% of the time. Instill confidence in your leadership 100% of the time. I'm Larry Midas, Leadership Larry. Make today a great day and be sure to visit speakingofstrategy.com or contact me directly at leadershiplarry@gmail.com.